The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Talking about Singapore, it's a bit of a business hub, and you see how a lot of companies from all over the world, they're trying to find ways and opportunities to set up their base, grow their business from here.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's a great hub for ASEAN. Everything moves so well here. It's so efficient. So it just makes sense to be here in Singapore and then spreading your wings through ASEAN and Asia Pacific in general.
And, you know, Victorian businesses also want their fair share. But the real question is, what are Victorian businesses? Not the old English ones, but the state of Victoria in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Sydney. I'm from New South Wales. But Victoria is also the most densely populated state overall in Australia. Most of its population lives in the beautiful city of Melbourne, which is the largest city and the capital.
So why are companies in Victoria eyeing to expand their businesses in not just Singapore, but also in Southeast Asia? To answer all those questions this morning, Brett Stevens, State Governor of Victoria's Commissioner to Southeast Asia. Brett, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, Brett, why is Global Victoria and other Victorian companies looking at Singapore and other Southeast Asian countries to grow and expand their businesses? And what strategies do you have to target into Singapore specifically?
All right. So I suppose the first question there is why Singapore? Actually, really, the first question there is why are we expanding? So for those of you who haven't been to Melbourne and Victoria, it's worth noting that we're pretty small. We're only a population of 5 million people. So as an audience and as a market, we're not overly large. Australia's total population is only about 25 million as well. Mm-hmm. So when we look at our business expansion and where our markets are, it's not necessarily domestic. We have to focus on an international play. And the obvious partner and the obvious target audience immediately is right on our doorstep in Southeast Asia.
Brett, in terms of, you know, strategies targeting with regard to Singapore, what kind of strategies are in play here?
The major focus has been through relationship development and actually through the establishment of our presence here. So Singapore's a little bit different in the way that we traditionally have engaged with other partners here in Southeast Asia, and primarily that's because we've got this really strong, mature, sophisticated relationship. There's not too many people who, you know, when I'm talking on, you know, walking around the streets in Singapore, that I have to explain where Melbourne is.
That's true.
Yeah, we've got, you know, second, third generation Singaporeans who have their grandparents have studied in Melbourne, their parents, they're now studying in Melbourne. So we've already got this fantastic alumni, or, you know, essentially these mini ambassadors that are already engaging and doing businesses between Victoria and Singapore. And that is one of the reasons that we actually have our office here as well. So so we've set up our office. We're, you know, primarily focusing on our trade development, on our investment attraction, but also in a broader level, just that engagement across, you know, all sectors of the community.
Yeah. Speaking to Brett Stevens, State Government of Victoria's Commissioner to Southeast Asia, about the strong business ties between Singapore and Victoria. I mean, you mentioned the population of Melbourne, around 5 million. I've seen some population projections that in the future, Melbourne will be bigger than Sydney, which is the biggest city in Australia.
Yeah, the population's growing incredibly fast. We're looking at about 170,000, 180,000 people a year moving into Victoria. Melbourne's expected to be the largest city in Australia, actually, in 2025. So
I don't know how I feel about that, being from Sydney and being so proud and having Melbourne as a bigger city, you know, that. But it makes sense, doesn't it? Because you mentioned that, you know, the strong connection that it has to Asia and to the rest of the world. And I mean, I guess I want to ask you about why you've made the move into Singapore's markets and some companies who have had success stories.
So as I mentioned before, one of the primary reasons is because we've already got this really strong, mature, sophisticated relationship. Why we're, you know, in terms of where we fit in from an Australian perspective as well, is even though we are small, you know, 5 million people and actually only 3% of Australia's land mass, we're generating about a quarter of Australia's economy.
Wow.
So it's made up of a whole range of different industry sectors, and it's those sectors that actually have the greatest synergies between Victoria and Singapore especially. But we have quite a close rivalry with Singapore, because a lot of the industry sectors that we're looking to bring to the world are also similar to what Singapore is doing as well. But that actually brings with it huge advantages as well, because we don't look to compete against Singapore. We actually look to partner and collaborate and really try and use Singapore as a hub and as a stepping off point for greater engagement across the region as well.
Actually, it's really not just rivalry, but on the back of that, you look back at Singapore and Australia, we've got some kind of a prolonged exchange program in that sense. I mean, just look at Jason and myself as an example. Looking at the industries that Singapore are doing well in and perhaps, you know, sort of following suit, I understand that Global Victoria aiming at boosting growth in areas of information, communications and technology as well as the digital economy. Mm. Now, I can anticipate why, but for the benefit of our listeners, why have you chosen these industries?
Well, actually, the interesting thing about this is that we have the government has a really close relationship with our institutions, our educational institutions, our universities. So what we've found is that the universities, for instance, have been able to develop this curriculum and these graduates that are specialised in the digital space.
Okay.
And they've been specialised in the digital space because that's what the industry's looking for.
Yes.
So it's this horse and cart attitude. The Victorian government's also invested very, very heavily into the development of these particular industries as well, because we're a traditional manufacturing state.
Sure.
Unlike other parts of Australia, we don't do oil or coal or gas or ores or any of the mineral sands. We're specialising in services and elaborately modified goods.
Okay.
Now, in order to transition away from that, to basically keep up with the international economy, you have to look at digital. You have to look at the whole ICT space as well. And it's not just how do you get a new app? It's everything from fintech to cybersecurity to whole new platforms that are being developed that enable more efficient production, more efficient systems, and even more new and challenging services that haven't been around before.
Speaking to Brett Stevens, State Government of Victoria's Commissioner to Southeast Asia, talking about the strong business connections between Singapore and the state of Victoria, where Melbourne is, of course. And I guess I'd ask you, Brett, why should a Singapore-based company expand their businesses into the state of Victoria, not other states? You mentioned, the character of Victoria, different to the other states of Australia, but perhaps just talk more about that.
I want to encourage Singaporean companies to explore Australia as a country. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a look at that. It's not just about Victoria.
And there are different trade relations, aren't there? National and regional, aren't there?
Absolutely. And I think in terms of who should be looking at Victoria, it actually depends on who the Singaporean business is.
Okay.
If the Singaporean business is focusing on prawns and bananas, they should be looking at Queensland.
Okay.
But if they're looking at high-tech industries, then we think that the Victoria actually fits the bill in that one. But we don't look at – when we're looking at businesses, we're looking at how do we – do we have the right ecosystem? Do we have the right infrastructure? Do we have the right opportunities that suit Singapore? And a lot of the Singaporean businesses that we're seeing interest in, and there's many of them already that are there with ComfortDelGro, with SP AusNet, with Optus, all of these big players already on the ground. But what we are seeing now is quite a lot of interest in the medtech space, in pharmaceuticals, in the clinical trials, and really interestingly in water.
In water?
In water technology, yeah.
Oh, that's
interesting. Yeah. Can you talk more about that?
Well, Singapore's got this fantastic water filtration system and an amazing lot of technology that's been built into, a really topical and critical piece of infrastructure for Singapore. Without water, it's very, very difficult. So when you look at some of the technology that's been developed here in Singapore, we see that being transferred into Victoria, and we see some of our Victorian businesses also cooperating with the Singaporean government and Singaporean businesses, especially with technological advancement.
Sure. I'm sure at some point the Netherlands will be in that mix as well, because since they are quite the specialists in water management.
Just water drainage.
Okay, Brett, final question for you to wrap things up. Let's look 5-10 years in the future. How do you see this relationship between Victorian companies, Global Victoria, of course, as well as Singapore growing? What are your hopes in the next 5-10 years?
What we're really looking to achieve is to deepen that already incredibly mature relationship. But what I'm hoping to be able to see is new technologies, new industry advancements that will then enable either development of new systems that can be implemented across the region, or a further advancement of Victorian businesses engaging with Singapore as a stepping off point, or bringing more Singaporean companies down into Victoria. But 5 years, I think, a little bit short.
It's interesting that Elliot over here, his sister lives in Sydney. I'm from Sydney. Ryan studied in Perth, but we all think that Melbourne and Victoria is pretty cool because of not just the cafe culture and sporting capital, but this incredible relationship that you're building with Singapore and some of the high-tech stuff.
It's not hard to be promoting and to be engaging with a city and a state which I'm from there. I genuinely love it. You know, it's not, there's no smoke and mirrors here.
I just love the shopping, man.
And the coffee.
Outlet malls. Brett Stevens, State Government of Victoria's Commissioner to Southeast Asia. Brett, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.